Attention passengers, this is your captain speaking. Brace for impact. This is Tom Lewis. In my book, Brace for Impact, I gave you the big picture about the beginning of the crash of the industrial age. Here, on The Daily Impact, we chronicle the downward spiral.
A funny thing happened while we were watching the bright, shiny objects being juggled for our entertainment by the contestants in the bewitching midterm elections. The U.S. oil industry went code blue. Okay, maybe that's over-dramatizing a bit, but the emerging reality is a serious threat to our well-being. It appears to more and more expert observers that America's largest oil field, the Permian Basin in the Southwest, has peaked. U.S. drilling and fracking activity has flatlined since June, and the rig count in the Permian has fallen to its lowest number in 4 months. The Energy Information Administration has just cut its forecast of next year's oil production by 21%. This comes at a time when the war in Ukraine has removed much of Russia's oil output from international markets, when demand is recovering from its depressed state during the worst of the COVID pandemic, and when various elements of the supply chains are having trouble getting product and industry supplies where they are needed when they are needed. OPEC and Saudi Arabia have refused, or are incapable, of increasing oil production. In fact, they have cut production in an attempt to jack up prices, which have fallen back to $85 a barrel from their high of $120 a barrel in June. None of these factors has yet had its full impact on the market or on retail prices. It would seem inevitable that steeply rising fuel prices are in our immediate future. So this is no time for the great American oil revolution to fizzle. Serious and objective students of the oil industry have been predicting the fizzle for a long time. So long that they have earned a good deal of contempt for being wrong for so long. They've been wrong so far. I like to point out that the fact that the predicted big earthquake on the San Andreas Fault has not happened for a long time in no way reduces the certainty that it will happen, and soon, in geologic time. Similarly, the fact that we haven't quite run out of oil yet does not mean that we're not going to. Publications such as Forbes, The Wall Street Journal, The New York Times, and The Guardian have joined specialty publications such as oilprice.com in all but declaring peak oil to have arrived in the U.S. patch. But as far as I know, none of them, except one New York Times newsletter, has told the truth about the history of fracking revolution in this country. And not one has stated the obvious reason why this had to happen. Can we just be clear about what fracking is? It's wringing oil out of oil-soaked rock. It uses hideous amounts of water, sand, and toxic chemicals. It's hard and expensive to do. The only reason you do it is that you can't find any more liquid oil. It's a desperate last stand. And the truth is that virtually no company involved in fracking since it took off in 2010 has made any money when all the accounting is done. Between 2010 and 2020, the industry as a whole lost $300 billion. The industry's leading company, Chesapeake Energy, has never reported positive cash flow. Never. And has lost roughly $3 billion every year of its operation. And the reason it was always going to be this way is the fact that a typical fracking well, which is far more expensive and difficult to build and operate than a legacy well, has an average productive life of 3 years, compared to the legacy well's average of 20 years. So to stay in business, a company has to start building a second well the very minute the first goes into production. And while well number one might well show a profit on its operations, when you account for the capital investment required immediately by the second well, the company is hemorrhaging money. But the mirage of a fabulously successful oil revolution and fake energy independence is being kept pumped up by industrialists that are desperately in need of investors' and bankers' cash to keep going. It was and remains an enormous Ponzi scheme. The alarms flaring now in the financial journals may not be the end of the story just yet. A great deal of money is still at stake, and they may find a way to keep the zombie walking for a while. But not for long.
To keep up with the ways our industrial world is falling apart, subscribe to The Daily Impact. To better understand them, the second edition paperback edition of Brace for Impact is now available at Amazon.com. For now, this is Tom Lewis saying, brace for impact.